y'all, this is Mama Susie. Just checking in. I had a little bit of issues with my episode that I had deleted right after the last one. And I guess it maybe it just didn't go through. Maybe it was my Wi-Fi. Have no clue, but I wanted to update everybody and say hi and hey and how you doing, and I'm doing good, and I had like pretty good sugar this weekend, and today it was a little bit crazy because I didn't sleep well, and I think big time that affects our sugar. Now, I did notice late last night that my PCOS was kind of kicking, and I don't know, it was strange. Like, I started feeling dizzy and hot flashes and funky, and usually when I was feeling like that before my hysterectomy, I just basically would have chicken noodle soup, tea, and ibuprofen and relax and chill out. And I think it was starting to make my sugar go a little wacky because I have noodles in the chicken noodle. So maybe next time we'll take the noodles out. And I try to save my carbs through the day. Maybe just have one, you know, one carb, like some crackers once in a while, or a piece of toast or bread or whatever. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, huh. You know, and that's what you have to do. You kind of have to, you know, evaluate, like, what's going on. Because why is my sugar jumped to 160 when it's normally, like, in the low 100s? And I couldn't figure it out. And then this morning I woke up, I had to go to my OB and get my six-week checkup and see how I was doing after the hysterectomy. And I'm like, why is my sugar up? My blood pressure feels like it's up, you know, and I'm like, not today of all days. I gotta go to the doctor. I gotta get my crap together, man. And I don't know about you guys, but I was just kind of stressing. So maybe that jumped my blood pressure and sugar. Normally, that's what it does. So the best thing I did was just kind of, when I got home, everything checked out with the doctor. He said, you know, I can go back to some of my normal activities because I was having a little bit of pains here and there. And I'm still careful of lifting stuff. Like today I tried sweeping the floor and I could feel like a little ping in my stomach on the left-hand side, one of my incisions. And I felt it before in my belly button because I have four incisions. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what am I doing here? Because I don't want to mess anything up there because I'll have to get surgery again. That's what the doctor told me. So I have to just be careful and take it easy still. I'm cleared on everything, but if I'm still feeling like that, I'll have to go back in. But I'm just trying to address like what's going on with my sugar. I did have a biscuit sandwich, egg sandwich, and usually the egg will make my sugar go back down low. And it's kind of been just like, so last night it was 160, and then it went to 128 in the morning, went down to 128, and then just a few hours ago it was 129. So I'm not going to check it till maybe about 8 o'clock because I had a coffee with my friend. She put sugar creamer in there, and I didn't want her to, but she forgot. So I'm drinking. I'm like, boy, this tastes good. Did you put, you know, stevia in it, or what's going on, you know? And she said, no, it's my flavor, you know, creamer. I said, oh, no, you can't use that stuff. Because as y'all know, you use that flavored crap, you know, whew, it's going to bounce your sugar all over the place. So here I go again, you know, back to the old drawing board. But I'll get back on track before I go to sleep tonight. And, you know, I just got to, you have to constantly, you know, figure it out. And when you have the combination, and I have, you know, some combinations here of PCOS, hyper, you know, I say it's like a hyper high blood pressure, because like with stress or whatever, I was like stressed out about going to the doctor, what he was going to say. And, you know, having a hysterectomy and being diabetic, I'm like just thinking to myself, like, is my sugar going to go down again? Because I don't want to get back to the 200s, 300s, or 400s even. And I want to get off my medication. That is my main goal. is to lose weight, take care of myself, and, you know, get off my medication eventually. And I know the berberine with my metformin helps me, so I took two of those tonight. And so hopefully, at least by 10 o'clock when I check my sugar again, it goes back down low. I'll let you know during the week how I'm doing, but yeah, I just, I almost felt like I was going to pass out last night. And I told my husband I was feeling real funky, real weird, you know. And that's what a lot of people that aren't diabetic, they don't realize, like, if your sugar's too high, you know, how you feel. Sometimes you're, like, really crabby and tired and stuff like that. And if it's low, you are too, but you're, like, super hungry, you know. So I'm still kind of new to this. It's only been basically since around April that I was diagnosed. I've known I had PCOS for years, and I didn't know I had high blood pressure until around April also. So I'm just learning, you know, as y'all are learning too, you know, how to put this all together to get yourself going. So now that I can walk more, even though it's cold outside, I'm just going to go, you know, get out there and walk a half an hour, you know, take the puppy out, go for a half an hour, and then maybe like do some small exercises. I have like 3 pound and 5 pound weights, so I think I'm going to do those every other day. And if it hurts, I'm going to stop, you know, obviously, but, you know, I'm not going to get into doing the Zumba or anything aerobic crazy stuff. Can you see myself all right, wiping out and falling on my butt? You know, I'm not going there yet, you know. That's going to take some time. But one thing at a time, you know. I hope you all are checking your sugars and taking care of yourself. You know, leave me a message. Ask me any questions, you know, what pertain to the podcast, how I'm doing. Boy, I'm really tongue-tied today, aren't I? A little hyped up. I guess that was the sugar and the creamer. But let me know how you're doing. Any questions, ask me what's going on. Leave me a message. And if I can help you in any resources, I can look up for you. I have tons of books. I have tons of things. Friends that are nurses. You know, I know a lot of information. I have so much knowledge in this brain. Some of it's useless, but some of it is, you know, pretty good for everybody and myself. But, you know, I'm learning as I go, as all are too. So I hope you have a great night. And I'll be back on here in a few days, you know. When I can get back here, I will. So you take care. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.